All right, well, good afternoon. Thanks for being here today. Never a bad day to be at the Iowa State Fair. You know, while Iowans from all across the state come out to enjoy the sights and sounds of one of the signature events that our state really has to offer, you know, it is important to realize that there's a lot of Iowans that are hurting today. Right now, we've got over 100,000 Iowans that are out of work as unemployment has reached a two-decade high in our state. We have a state budget that has increased by over 20% in just the last 2.5 years. We have seen Iowans burdened with a state debt that my 2-year-old daughter is still going to be repaying after she graduates from college. Simply put, Iowa needs leadership. Iowa needs bold and innovative leadership, and Governor Chet Culver and his legislative majority is not providing it to Iowa citizens. Iowans need leadership, and Republicans are stepping up to provide it. Our legislative leaders are prepared to offer bold and innovative solutions to the challenges facing Iowa's families, our farms, our small businesses. Today is the first step in unveiling that principled, solutions-based agenda with Iowans. Iowa families know when it comes to their own budgets, you simply cannot spend money that you do not have. Iowa families also know that when times get tough, you gather the family around the kitchen table, you have a frank discussion, and you actually make the difficult spending decisions. You set priorities. These common sense budgeting principles are used every day by families all across our state. The rules for operating our state's finances should be no different. Today, along with Senator Kettering and Representative Racker, Iowa Republicans are offering a set of 3 common sense solutions to restoring fiscal balance in our state's government and protecting the pocketbooks of those very families who have been burdened by Governor Culver's fiscal mismanagement of this state. The 3 common sense solutions that comprise the Iowa Family Budget Initiative are, 1, a constitutional amendment to limit state spending to 99% of state revenue. 2, require a 2-thirds supermajority vote of our legislature before any new borrowing initiative can be approved. And 3, sunset authorization of every state budget program to ensure that no state program continues indefinitely without review and reauthorization by our governor and by our legislature. Now, to speak to the specifics of these 3 Republican common sense solutions, our Senate Republican Whip Steve Kettering and House Appropriations Ranking Republican Representative Scott Racker. Scott?
Thanks, Chairman. I appreciate everybody being here today, and this is really an exciting opportunity for us to lay out common sense solutions for Iowans. And I want it to be noted that Republicans have solutions, and that's why you see Republican senators, Republican House members, and the state party standing together today in alliance on common sense solutions that will help respond to the runaway budget that we have in this state. Specifically, the legislature and the governor have not been able to control themselves within the 99% spending limitation. There's been loopholes within that. That's been not withstood. And what we're saying today is we want Iowans to tell us, legislators, definitively, you may spend no more than 99% of projected revenues. And the only way we can do that is with a constitutional amendment. And Iowans don't spend more than they make in their own family, and we should not spend more of their money than we receive at the state. The other element of this, from a budgeting standpoint, is that we really do need a line-by-line review of Iowa's budget. We need to identify a zero-based budgeting plan where every state program, every initiative is reviewed every year to identify what are our priorities. As the chairman said, just like my family and many of the families across Iowa, we've had to make difficult budget decisions this year. Unfortunately, at the Capitol, those difficult budget decisions were pushed off to the next year, where we've got a $1 billion deficit facing us. So from the spending side, the 2 key points are we cannot spend more money than we take in, and we need a constitutional amendment to lock legislators and a governor down to do that. And we need to review every expenditure every year to make sure it's a priority for Iowans. To speak to the bonding issues, I'd like to introduce a fellow colleague, Senator Kettering.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome this morning to the fair. It's fun to be here. The session clearly showed that the legislative process has to be toughened with regard to bonding and so forth as we go through the spending issues. after the governor and the legislative Democrats spent all of the state money, took in all of the stimulus money and spent that, and then went on to bond for over $800 million in additional spending this year, it became very clear there need to be stronger measures in the legislature to stop this bonding with a simple majority and require a two-thirds vote of the legislature so that Iowans are protected against additional spending that this year obligated this year's college freshmen will be almost 50 years old when that debt is paid off. And that's just unconscionable, and that's the reason Republicans have come together to offer these solutions. And I'm very happy to say the House and the Senate and the party are working closer together than I've seen it in my political lifetime.
Thank you, Senator. And as I mentioned at the onset of this, this is just the first of a series of policy initiatives that Republicans, not just at the party, but our legislative leaders across the state are going to be talking about in coming months. We'll talk about our principled solutions on areas ranging from health care reform to renewable energy to transparent practices at state government to issues impacting the family. You know, as I go around the state, what I hear as Representative Racker talked about is people want to know what we are going to do as Republicans when we regain the trust of the voters by winning election next 2010. And that's what these gentlemen will talk about when they come back into session next January. So with that, thank you for being here, and we'll just open it up to any questions you may have for any of the three of us.
The question was, constitutional amendments have not had much success, and what's our opportunity to move this forward? I think there's a groundswell of support that's developing. The last time this was addressed with a constitutional amendment, Iowa had a $1 billion budget surplus in 1999. We're now faced only 10 years later with a $1 billion budget shortfall. And if it has not yet captured the attention of Iowans, that will very shortly capture their attention. So I believe when the Iowans grasp the fact that we've had a $2 billion swing in our surpluses, and we're now in arrears the next budget year $1 billion, I'm hearing that we need to put limits on how much we can spend and do it in a hard and fast fashion. So I actually am encouraged that Iowans will respond to a constitutional amendment reining in state government spending.
Well, I think that's what made it very clear that Iowans need the protection in the future, so that we just can't move forward with nearly $1 billion in borrowing with just a simple majority in the legislature. I absolutely agree. It may be a little late, but that just showed the impetus that needs to be behind this so that Iowa families, Iowa students who will be nearly 50 by the time they pay it off, don't have an additional burden placed on them.
I'd also add to that that Republicans are looking for long-term solutions to impact the quality of life in Iowa. It's not short-term political gain, such as let's bond for $800 million this year so we can meet the needs and desires that we think we have. We're offering solutions not just for the next session. We're offering solutions that will impact the quality of life in Iowa for decades to come.